In Ruth chapter number 4, we've been looking in the book of Ruth for a little while now, and we talked about in Ruth chapter number 1, we stood in awe of how that God can turn things around. And we looked at the fact that Ruth had the right faith. She put her faith and her trust in the God of Israel. And she followed Naomi out of Moab and went back home with her, said, "Your people's going to be my people. Your God's going to be my God." And I'm glad there come a day when I wanted to be a part of God's people, when I was tired of the guilt and tired of the shame, and I wanted to be a part of the family of God. In Ruth chapter number 2, we stood in awe of how that God can put you right where you need to be. He put Ruth in the right field. I wish every born-again believer was genuinely concerned about them being in the right field, being where God wants them to be. Amen. I don't believe there's any happier place to be in the world than in the center of God's will for your life, knowing that you're in the will of God. And then we looked at in chapter number 3 how that in God's providence, Ruth ended up at the right feet. She ended up at the feet of Boaz. Boaz is the kinsman redeemer. Boaz is the type of the Lord Jesus Christ in the book of Ruth. And we stood in awe of how that she ended up. If I were to give my testimony tonight, and I won't do that tonight, I don't think that I've ever given my testimony what you would call in full. I did go to Knoxville one time. I was asked to preach, and I took a text out of the book of 1 Corinthians and preached on I believe it's the book of Romans. I'm not sure now. It's where Paul said, it is 1 Corinthians 15. He said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And my text that night, or my subject was, by the grace of I am what I am. And I gave my testimony for 45 minutes. And Miss Eve will tell you that's still just scratching at the surface of it. And 9 individuals trusted Jesus as their Savior. I'm glad tonight that God brought me to a place where I was able to get to the feet of Jesus, see my need of Him, amen, brought me to a place where I could find rest, where I could find that security like that Ruth did. In chapter number 4, we're marveling and standing in awe of how that God can put you in the right family. He put Ruth in the family of God. Put her in the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what a blessing that is tonight. The Bible over there in the book of Ephesians, turn over there with me a minute tonight just before we get started in the book of Ruth. But in the book of Ephesians, I believe it's chapter 3. Let me show you how the Lord's working in my heart. In Ephesians chapter number 3, the Word of God said, I believe I want to start reading about verse number 14. Let me see here when I get there. Yes, he said, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now watch this. "Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." We have a good name tonight as God's people. They were called Christians first at Antioch. And tonight the Bible talks about the whole family. "For I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." Watch what he asked for, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Anybody need that tonight? "That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Look in verse number 20. These are things that Paul is praying for those that are in the family. That's where I'm going to in Ruth tonight. These are what he's praying for. He said, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Beloved, I believe in our hearts tonight, we know God is able. But I believe our lives sometimes tonight paints a question mark in front of the world instead of an exclamation point that our God is able. Amen. And if we're in the family of God tonight, our lives ought to paint a picture. I believe Ruth's life, after that she married Boaz and was put in the family, I believe everybody that looked at her got the notion, our God is able. He can pull you out of Moab, amen, and put you into royalty, amen. That's what our God can do. He can take a Gentile, make him a child of God. He can take, beloved, listen, he can take you out of the field and put you at the feet, amen, of your heavenly Boaz and birth you into the family of God. The Bible said, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundant. Let me ask you something. When you're praying for somebody that's lost, you tell me the devil don't come along and tell you that ain't going to happen. You tell me he don't come along at times and say you're just wasting your time, wasting your breath. Well, God said we're in the family. And he said he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or even think according to the power that worketh in us. I'm telling you, beloved, there's times when I'm praying for somebody that's sick. And the old devil will come along and say, you know they ain't going to get no better. Well, what happened to a God that's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or even think according to the power? You say, preacher, what are you trying to say tonight? I'm trying to say we're in a family. We're the royal family. We have access to the Father. And the Father said, I won't just do what you ask. I'm able to do more than you ask. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power. Thank God tonight for the Holy Spirit, the power that worketh in us. Now, the Bible said here, unto him. I didn't mean to tell that. I'm going to tell you something right now. I didn't feel too good when I come in the door, but I'm feeling all right now. I believe the Lord's going to help us tonight. Amen. The Word of God said, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. I'm going to tell you there ought to be some glory in the church. I'll get to that in a little bit too. But I believe tonight with all of my heart, if you're in the family of God tonight, you ought to just go ahead and start practicing up. Shout it out. Amen. Our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all. I believe, you know what? Naomi came back and the Word of God said in verse number 21, I went out full and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. You know what I believe Naomi's crying over here in Ruth chapter number 4? Our God is able. Amen. She didn't think much about her situation, but God had his eye on Naomi. Amen. God had his eye on Ruth, and God was working in the family. The Bible said here in verse number 1 of chapter 4, then went Boaz up to the gate, sat him down there, and behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by, and unto whom he said, ho, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside, and he sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city, and said, sit down here. And they sat down. And he said unto the kinsman Naomi, he said unto the kinsman Naomi that has come again out of the country of Moab, selleth a parcel of land, which was our brother Elimelech's. And I thought to advertise thee, saying, buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know. For there is none to redeem it besides thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. I'm aware that we read these verses two Wednesday nights ago, but I want to review just a little. Go on. Then said Boaz, what day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. We talked about first in the family, the wisdom that Boaz used in approaching this kinsman. We talked about the wisdom of God and how that it was in his wisdom that we were brought into the family. Amen. We didn't get in the family, beloved, because we had wisdom. We got in the family because he had wisdom. And beloved, he's made unto us wisdom and righteousness. The word of God said in verse number 7, this is the second thing I want to get to tonight in being in the family. Now this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing. For to confirm all things, a man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, buy it for thee. So he drew off his shoe. And Boaz said unto the elders and all the people, here's the second thing I want to bring out tonight. He said, ye are witnesses. Beloved, listen, when we got in the family, it was because of the wisdom of God. But when you and I were put in the family, beloved, it involved a witness. And I'm going to talk about that witness for a little while tonight. The Bible said, you're witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife. Oh, glory to God. I'm glad we've been purchased tonight. I'm glad when the Lord, listen, put us in his family, he was willing to pay the price. Amen. He said, I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon the inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place. Watch what he says again. You are witnesses. He said, ye are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that has come to thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which too did build the house of Israel, and do thou worthily in Ephrata and be famous in Bethlehem. You say, preacher, I don't understand what the importance of the witness is. Well, let me give you this. Beloved, listen, I believe with all of my heart, no one gets in the family apart from the work of the Holy Spirit of God. I believe the Holy Spirit of God convicts us of our sin. I believe the Holy Spirit of God convinces us of his righteousness. I believe the Holy Spirit of God convinces us that there's judgment coming if we don't get out from under our sin and trust Jesus. You say, preacher, what do you believe the Holy Spirit is? I believe he's a witness. Amen. I believe he came to witness. Let me just say it like this. When the preacher's preaching the Word of God, listen, or when you're reading the Word of God, when you're hearing the Word of God on the radio, beloved, listen, and God speaks to your heart, it's because there's a witness from heaven saying, that's right. Amen. You don't have to guess about it. It's the Word of God. It's right. And not only is there a witness telling us that the Word of God is right, but the Bible says there's a witness in heaven. In Job chapter number 16 and verse number 19, he said, behold, my witness is in heaven, and my record is on high. I tell you, I'd been saved 3 weeks till I had a man. I didn't know my feet were touching planet Earth for about 3 weeks. Might have been 2 weeks, but 2 or 3 weeks right in there. And I'm not going to go into the detail. I'm not here to slam the man. But the man was hurt because I'd left the church. These were in the days when I was lost. I was religious but lost and went back to apologize to that church. But I'm telling you, that man stood on the door after everything was done. The door was being locked up. And he looked at me. Listen, there wasn't a dry eye in the house that night. People shouted because a religious boy got saved. I'm going to tell you tonight, listen, the devil lied to me. And that man said to me that night, he said, as far as I know, he said, as far as I'm concerned, I still don't know if you're saved or not. I'm telling you, I looked at that man and I said this, listen, I believe the witness of God gave me what to tell that man. I said, dear brother, I said, I was there the night I got saved, and I know I'm saved. I said, the devil was there the night I got saved trying to talk me out of it, and he knows I'm saved. And I said, there's a God in heaven that came down that night, the night I got saved, and he knows I'm saved. It really don't matter whether you ever know it or not. Amen. I'm telling you, I believe God rebuked that man. It's not up for me to say, I don't know if you're saved or not. Not up to you to look at me and say, I don't know if you're saved or not. If you're saved, press God, we got a witness in us. The Holy Spirit that says it's real and says it's so. Amen. Look at 1 John tonight. 1 John tonight. The Bible said over there in the book of Proverbs, a faithful witness will not lie. Amen. The Lord ain't going to lie. There ain't no way the Lord's going to tell a man he's saved if he ain't saved. There ain't no way the Lord's going to give a man peace if he ain't been to Calvary, if he ain't been to Jesus. Amen. The Lord ain't going to do it. Amen. 1 John chapter number 5. Look at this with me tonight. The Bible said in verse number 7, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. There are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. He said, if we receive the witness of men, hallelujah. Boaz was buying Ruth. He was buying the land. He was buying the lady. He was redeeming her, amen, and taking her to be his bride. Those men sitting in the gate were witnesses. I want you to know, beloved, listen, you're saved by the grace of God. It involved a witness. Amen. And beloved, if you know it and God knows it, what difference does it make whether anybody else knows it or not? Amen. I'm trying to tell you tonight, beloved, listen, if you're saved tonight, the devil knows it. He knows the hour that he lost the battle. He tried to talk you out of it, tried to get you to stay in your pride and stay away from Christ. We receive the witness of men. He said the witness of God is greater. For the witness of God which he testified, this is the witness of God which he testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God, look at this, hath the witness. There's only one. He's the precious Holy Spirit of the living God. You have the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. This is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life, oh, I wish the whole world could see this. This life is not in a baptistry. It's not in church membership. It's not in tithes. It's not in offerings. It's not in missions. This life is in his Son. It's what you do with Jesus that determines your eternal destiny. Beloved, I'm telling you tonight, I'm thankful that I can look you in your God-given eyeballs tonight and say, I'm saved. And there's a witness living down inside of me that says, amen. Hallelujah. I know what the other side is, to say something here and no witness on the inside. I know what that is, and it's misery. Thank God tonight. You could go throughout Israel and you could say, Ruth, really? She'd say, really? Go back down yonder and talk to those men that were sitting at the gate. They were there when it happened. Go talk to Boaz. He's the one that paid the price. Glory to God. It's real. I'm in the family. I've been placed in the family of God, in the royal family. What a blessing it is tonight. The Lord be true and a faithful witness, Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 42 and verse number 5. The Bible said, he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Can you make it any plainer than that? If you have Jesus, Brother Paul, you have life. If you don't have Jesus, you're on your way to hell without God. I mean, that's it. This life is in His Son. This life is eternal. This life is not a temporary life. It's an eternal life. An old preacher said one time, he said, I wouldn't get too excited. He said, you're just going to live as long as God does. Amen. You think about that tonight. We're going to live forever because the life of Christ is in us. Back over to the book of Ruth tonight, chapter number 4. Joshua judges Ruth. Think about tonight in the family. Thank God for the Lord's wisdom. Thank God for the wisdom of Boaz and how did he approach this matter. Thank God there were witnesses present. I'm thankful tonight, aren't you, that I have a witness living in me. I'm going to tell you something tonight. You don't always feel like you're saved. Somebody help me tonight. We don't go on feelings. We go on faith. I like to feel good. I like to preach feeling good. I like to witness feeling good. But we don't always feel good. Sometimes our feel bad hurts. Amen? But thank God the witness is the same. He's the same if I'm up on the mountain. He's the same if I'm down in the valley. He's the same if I've got the bases covered. And He's the same if I don't have any of them covered. Amen. He's the same God yesterday and today and forever. So we have a witness. My record, my witness is in heaven, Job said. And my record is on high. Job's friends weren't much of a comfort to him. But it was a comfort to know that he had a witness in glory and knew exactly what he was going through. Let's go on in the message tonight, and I'll try to conclude here in a couple minutes, maybe a few more than that. But let me give you this last thing tonight the Lord spoke to my heart about being in the family. Let's just read from verse 12 on down. Let thy house be like the house of Phares, whom Tamar bare unto Judah, of the seed which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And he went in to her, and the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the woman said unto Naomi, Blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous. Watch that now. His name may be famous. See it? His name. There's going to be something to be found in his name. Watch this. The word of God said here that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life and a nourisher of thine old age for thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than 7 sons hath borne him. And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became nurse unto it. Let me ask you something. What do you think Naomi's life? How many of y'all are grandparents that are here tonight? Sister Kathy, what's Naomi feeling right now? She ain't feeling so empty anymore, is she? Oh, she's got the blessings of God on her lap. Amen. Watch this. And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom, became nurse unto it. And the woman, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, There is a son born to Naomi. And they called his name Obed. Does anybody know what Obed means? It means worshiper. I tell you, God put us in the family through his wisdom. God put us in the family, and thank God we have a witness. But God put us in the family. If you're in the family, you are to be a worshiper of the Most High God. The Bible said here, the Word of God said here, the woman, her neighbors gave it a name. There's a son born to Naomi. They called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now these are the generations of Phares. Phares begot Hezron. Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Amminadab. Amminadab begot Nahshon. Nahshon begot Salmon. Salmon begot Boaz. And Boaz begot Obed. And Obed begot Jesse. And Jesse begot David. I say hallelujah tonight. I believe when God puts you in the family, there ought to be something in your heart that wants to cry out in worship unto Him. Let me give you a couple of things tonight I believe will be a blessing to you. We went over this not too many days ago, weeks or months ago, about the first mention of worship in the Word of God was there when Abraham said, I am the lad. He was taking Isaac. I am the lad. We'll go yonder and worship and come again unto you. That was the first mention of the word worship. And it was going to cost him something. I believe we're living in a generation that don't do much worshiping because they don't want to pay a price to worship. Let me tell you something about your stinking flesh and my stinking flesh. It does not want to worship. It does not want to be denied. The flesh wants to be fed. The flesh wants to be pampered. But thank God there's still some people in the world where worshiping God means more to them than what somebody else thinks. Amen. Go out in the mountain and cry out to Him. Go down the road, amen, and set a red light and people looking at you like you're strange because there's tears running off your chin. I'm telling you, God's people ought to be a worshiping people. Obed was a worshiper. How we need to worship God. Listen, you don't have to cry to worship God. You don't have to be loud to worship God. I'm just saying tonight, listen, God knows who's first place in your life and in my life. And God, beloved, said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these other things will be added unto you. God's looking for somebody. Over in John, I won't turn over there tonight, but over in John chapter number 4, He said, the Father seeketh such to worship Him. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. I believe tonight, listen, that the Spirit of God that is the witness that lives inside of us will lead us to the Word of God that's in front of us. And when the Spirit of God leads us to the Word of God, our hearts will be led to worship Him. The worship in the family, amen. We can worship even, you know, Job, turn over to Job chapter 1. We were there not too long ago, too. Job chapter number 1. This, to me, is amazing. In Job chapter number 1, I know there's some that would say, well, I would worship if I felt like it. I want you to see what Job said after all the bad news in chapter 1, after the farm is gone and the children, the family are gone. Job arose in verse number 20, rent his mantle, shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. I'm telling you, beloved, this is powerful. Listen, if we can only worship when things are going well, I wonder if our worship is real. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you something. Around the throne of God, things are going well. Whether things are going well down here or not. And worship shouldn't be directed because of what's going on down here. It ought to be directed because of what's going on over yonder. Amen. What the Lord has done for us. The Bible said, He fell down upon the ground and worshiped. And this is what he said. Job said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave. Oh, I tell you, I hope I never get in a place this low. But if I do, I hope I can remember this, Brother Gary. The Lord gave. The Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I hope none of you all ever have to get in a place this low. But if we do, I pray that we can remember Job and remember that we can worship even in the valley. I like the song. I heard it some time ago. Even in the valley, God is good. Amen. Another songwriter wrote a song, "This valley is for me." Hallelujah. He's God on the mountain. He's still God in the valley. In all of this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. I say tonight, turn to Revelation chapter number 4, please, and I'm done. I say tonight, beloved, listen, God is looking for a people that will worship Him. What does worship mean? It means He's worth it. It means He's worthy. He's worthy of our life. He's worthy of all that we are, all that we have. He's worthy. In Revelation chapter 4 tonight, in verse number, let me just read this passage. I'll just read this passage. I believe it'll be a blessing. The Bible said in verse number 1, "I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals, and a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy?'" You know what our lives ought to be saying tonight? You know what our lips ought to be saying tonight? He is worthy. He is worthy. The angel said, "Who is worthy? Open the book and to loose the seals. No man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. One of the elders said unto me, 'Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof.' And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the 4 beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain." Even in glory, we'll never get over Calvary. "Stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book," look what happens. "The 4 beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps, golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints." The Word of God said they sung a new song. Brother Ralph, you talk about, whoo, glory to God. Oh, I hope the Lord lets me elbow Brother Ralph and say, "Scoot over, bud. I got some glorified vocal cords." Amen. What a blessing. They sang a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. Why is he worthy? For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God." I guarantee you, every time you ever run into Ruth in Israel, she'd say, "There's one that's worthy. That's my Boaz. He's the one that redeemed me. He's the one that, my friend, give me a place in his family." I don't believe Ruth ever stopped standing in awe of the fact that God included her in his family. I don't believe you and I ought to either. I believe we ought to be thrilled tonight. We ought to worship because he put us in his family. Watch what he said. He said, "Thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, and people, and nation." When you get the budget tonight down at the bottom, it just says 35% to missions. And what that's talking about is the offering of the church. You say, "Preacher, why would you take out of a $300,000, $300-some-thousand budget, why would you take over $100,000. That'd be correct, wouldn't it, Brother Gary? And send it to missions. Brother Gary, that's besides what we do on Wednesday night. Why would you do that? I'll tell you why. Because out of every kindred, nation, people, and tongue, God is still birthing them into His family. God don't love the Americans one bit more than He does the Chinese. The population may be a burden to the Chinese government, but they're not a burden to my Father in heaven. The Bible said, for God so loved the world, not the white world or the black world or the yellow world or the red world, but God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. They sung a new song saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, open the seals. Thou hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, that we shall reign on the earth. I don't know about you. I sure don't feel worthy of that. But I tell you this, He's worthy of our praise tonight. He's worthy of our worship. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them, would you please look at this, was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. I believe what He's trying to say is it's innumerable. Saying quietly and reverently. That ain't what it says, is it? Saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. I think about Brother Mays Jackson a lot. He was one of my favorite, I call them old-timey preachers. Brother Mays, I just loved him. You'd be laughing one minute and crying the next minute listening to him preach. He was just a precious, precious man of God. But Brother Mays, years ago, I remember some of the things he said. One of the things sticks out in particular. He said, I'm going to stand just inside the gate. And he said, I'm going to wait on some of you dead-headed Baptists just inside the gate. And he said, when you come through that gate and you kick up your heels and you shout, Glory! He said, I'm going to tell you, I told you is that good all along and you wouldn't listen. That's what Brother May said. Amen. It's good to be saved. Good to be in the family of God. The Bible said every creature which is in heaven, on the earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, you mean fish can talk? It's what it looks like to me. You mean whales can worship? That's what it's looking like to me. Is that what he said? He said here, in heaven, on the earth, under the earth, such as in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down, and Obed worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. I'm just glad you come tonight.